In the month of March, thousands of cranes migrate north from Africa to Scandinavia, passing over France and over the home of commentator Nancy Kunz.
Every spring, when the ground first thaws and I venture out into the garden again, flocks of cranes fly over my farmhouse. They are called twice a year to make this epic journey, and when they pass overhead, I hear that call of the seasons too, unearthly and primal and bigger than us all. First you hear them coming, a musical burbling that echoes from the south. Then you see them, tens, hundreds, sometimes a thousand, in a wedge formation of slow-pumping wings that whirls and seethes and doubles back on itself. It moves from one horizon to the next. On land, cranes are knock-kneed, giraffe-like birds, but in the sky they are dancers, pirouetting in the updrafts. For years I thought they were geese, that gabbling sound and the loose-slung V formation, some form of exotic species unknown to an American. I asked a neighboring farmer as we stood in our vegetable patches, turning the early spring clay. He glanced up at the sky, then answered me in the careful terms he reserves for clueless city slickers. "Those," he said, "those are birds." I checked with the Ligue pour la Protection des Oiseaux, the French equivalent of the Audubon Society. The cranes have singled us out in northeastern France as a stopover between Gibraltar and the Baltic. At the western edge of Lorraine, they make a rest stop of the lakes, arriving in noisy waves at sunset. Then, at dawn, they erupt into the sky, winged monkeys blotting out the sunrise. When it rains, they fly above the clouds. Some fly all night and navigate by the stars. They are actually pulled, as if by magnets, toward the poles of the planet. When I see them, I know it's time for spring planting. But my neighbors take such almanac auguries with a grain of salt. Mustn't believe it. There's still frost ahead. Those birds don't watch the weather reports. But when they fly over, I smell change in the air. They know what they're doing, these cranes. Next November, they'll be back again. I'll be in my garden, tearing out the last faded asters, and I'll hear their gabbling chorus. And as they swirl overhead, I'll feel the same call they feel, the primal pull of the seasons.
Nancy Kunz is a travel writer in France.